Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Okay. Yeah, I'm like Stuart. We're both actually lousy, but we'll be better. We're in the midst of that lawsuit with the tenants, and it's just hideous.
Oh, jeez.
Oh.
God. Were you in the city?
Can't get out. Well, and right now we're here. We're going to go see the lawyer Wednesday, but it keeps getting, the postponements go on. And
I can't. Oh, God. That is. But are you happy
all
with the lawyer?
Do
you got somebody? Yeah,
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I don't think so, actually.
Oh,
haven't actually met him. And yet, it was all on the phone. It wasn't supposed to be such a big deal. So we're going in to see him on Wednesday.
Okay.
But it's tough. I'll really see what I think of him. And again,
good. At least you'll go face to face. I think that's
good.
Yeah,
yeah. And if Mark has a referral, let me know. Landlord tenant at his level, he probably wouldn't. It's a scrappy, case usually kind of thing. Unless unless you're the lawyer for a big landlord like Trump.
Or Helmsley or something like that. Right, exactly.
Yeah, or, it doesn't have to be that big. But
somebody that has multiple buildings,
And it's not so personal. So then maybe he'll know.
I'll ask him. He's not home.
He may
that. Yeah. Usually if he knows anyone, it's through other people he knows. It's not someone he knows, but he, like anyone else, puts out a query and says, a friend of mine, my friend Amy Klein.
Because I have one other name already.
He knows people in Jersey. He knows,
And that's no good because it's New York.
No, and most of the people he knows are from the U.S. Attorney's Office that are criminal defense lawyers. we get requests from people that, my kid got in trouble, and
Mark
can't
handle it.
Well, let's
put it this way. Unless I kill them.
Yeah.
Then maybe
then he can handle that. Then he can find you
someone. Then I know who to call. Right?
No. His friend, Paul Brickfield, he worked with the U.S. Attorney's Office, and a friend of mine once called and said, my son's in trouble. Not for killing somebody, but in something had happened in a party, and he calls his friend Paul. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
How did you feel, by the way, the other day? Were you sore at all?
In a good way. You know how you talk about the good way?
Yeah. No, muscle.
But you know what's happening?
Good.
I'm not So first of all, we're really working hard in the office. And everything is changing there, so we're really working at it. I have not been to the gym since that Saturday. And today I was going to go tonight. And I'm so weary from the day. I just don't feel like getting out. And I not that I'm not
active.
What
about getting a new treadmill at home?
I don't have one. No, I haven't had one in here. But,
you
it's funny.
At home.
Monday night, I have weights. I have weights.
Mm.
I do have weights, and I have bands.
I mean, something cardio at home would be good, but you're not going to invest in that now, I know.
I will say, with all this, I go out every night. Monday night, there was a big thing at the Chabad, which we enjoyed. Tuesday night, I went to see a show in Princeton. Wednesday was my good grief night. Tomorrow night I'm going to NJPAC, so you can't say that I didn't help.
Wait,
but
what are you going to say?
NJPAC is Ain't Misbehaving. The Broadway musical.
So that's
cool. And I will have a whole weekend to myself for exercise. Wow. That I will have.
I
won't miss it.
Yep.
I would love to walk. I don't think that there's a walk this weekend.
I'm going to hopefully do something with David. I haven't seen David in ages, and he's the weekend. But he, and the weekend after, I go to Virginia.
I may too. I may do the same. to the big walk, right?
Yeah, but I'm not walking the whole thing. In fact, I don't even know if I'll actually start in the beginning. What I'm doing is I'm staff, so I'm going to walk some of it, but I'm going to stay in Virginia with the crew. Basically, we're crew. And drive there in the morning and get everybody checked in, signed in, and then I'll play it by ear depending on I want to walk some of it. I'm not going to walk all of it, but I'm going to walk some of it, maybe 10 miles, 15 miles.
Yeah.
Or maybe it might be in pieces. I may start and then stop and then start again. It all depends on what's needed because basically
I'm going to do something similar, but first of all, I have to see if I have clients that day.
Right.
If I really don't, I may go for the afternoon. I may leave early in the morning and start in the middle of the day.
Okay.
And end with everybody.
Posted.
I might do that.
Right.
I'll keep you posted.
Right.
I'll definitely be in the gym this weekend. I'll be in the gym both days. It's just that after I finish with you, I should really get in.
I'll text
in
you and remind you. I will text you and remind you.
I should do it tonight, but I feel so.
I know. It's winter. It's hard, but you know, I just was downstairs before I was going to walk over to. I was going to drop the car. Work out a blink and then walk home, leave it for Benjamin because I was telling Stuart I was at Apple most of the morning dealing with my phone stuff. But and then, of course, I walked through the mall. But I went downstairs on my elliptical for half an hour. That's all. You know,
that would be great. That would be great. I may do it.
You know, it's nothing. It's nothing compared to what we're used to doing, but it just
but it's something. Keeps the body together. Well, I may do it.
That's all.
Yeah, I may do it. I may do it. I'll definitely, if I stay home, I'll definitely do weights, but I should do the cardio. I may do it. We'll see. It's a good chance.
Okay.
Your voice is always motivating.
So what's the story here? What are we?
All right, we're ready, Stuart.
I'm ready whenever you are.
I'm going to start with the book after I introduce the show. Then I'm going to, I'll introduce the whole show and I'll talk about why walk. And then we'll talk about...
How long are we talking for, just to get a rough idea?
Well, it's 40 minutes, an hour show, but it's 40 minutes of actual time.
Okay.
And then I'll talk about Chapel Hill, about travel to college towns, and then I'll go back to you, and we'll talk about...
That's one of my specialties, too, but I'm not going to talk about it, Chapel
Why
Hill?
Why not?
Happy to talk about it, but Chapel Hill's a great place. That's where Daniel went to school.
Yeah, well, we will talk about it.
You know
And then we'll... Yeah, I do. Actually, I didn't realize I didn't put two together. And then we'll go back to...
Where his degree is from, University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill.
Great.
Beautiful
and then
place.
We'll go back, we'll go back to the free walkers after that.
Okay.
So we're,
one
ready.
Thing. Don't ask me details about... If you talk about Spain at all, I just won't go into any details.
Well, no, you can't because, first of all, it's not open anyway. No, it's free walkers.
Okay, good. Right. Good.
Okay.
Good. Okay. I just. Good.
So
okay.
We're ready.
Whenever you're ready. Okay. Sounds good.
We have to be quiet now.
Oh yeah. Go ahead.
When I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles. When I look in the mirror, I see hair on my head, not my shoulder.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. Now, you know, we talk about successful aging, and once in a while, we talk about the nicest aspects of successful aging, and that is the time to travel. Now, you know, I was on the superhighway, and there was a great big sign from one of the financial firms. If I told you the name, you would know it. And it said, people spend more time planning their vacations than their retirement. And I thought, so what? That's actually a great idea. Spend all the time you want planning your vacations. Get out and really travel. And today we have a lot of hints and tips about travel. In the industry, we're called mature travelers. And we also have one of my favorite people, not just one of my favorite guests, I say that a lot, but one of my favorite people of all time. She is a wellness coach. She is the author of Why Walk. And she is one of the most inspirational people you'll ever meet about getting you up and having you go. And, you know, every show at the end, and this show will be the same, I end it by saying, get out there and make it happen. Well, one of the ways you can get out there and make it happen is to do it on what's called Shank's Mare, your legs. You can travel anywhere by walking there, and once you get there, there's nothing more wonderful and beautiful than walking as part of your vacation. So let me welcome Risa Olinsky. We have a long-time relationship. She was my coach in the days that she was doing physical coaching. She's now an internationally known wellness coach and an author of Why Walk. Hi, Risa. How are you?
Hi there. Hey, Adrian. How are you?
It is wonderful
I'm
to
good.
Talk
Thank
to you.
I'm good.
Thank you. And I can't wait to share everything you have to say, but I guess I should just start with the simplest thing, which is the title of your book. We talk about travel, but you can travel mentally, meditatively, and miles if you do walk right out of your own front door. So let me ask you, I know you've been working on this fabulous book, Why Walk. Why do people walk?
Well, excuse me. First of all, it's the simplest form of moving and of exercise. In the beginning, in my introduction, I talk about the fact that what is one of the first things children do besides they're speaking their first words, but they stand up, hopefully, and they move, they walk. We were designed to move. Our bodies were designed to walk and to run, and it's simple, it's free, and putting aside any possible physical limitations, everyone can do it.
So let's talk about that as it integrates with travel. You're on also the board of Free Walkers, which is a nonprofit organization that promotes walking just to walk. No other reason
mm-hmm.
except move, and of course educating children to do that as well. But you also have tours and trips that the club members get involved with. How does that work? They are called walking travel, and there are many, many companies that do it and so on. Give us an example of one that you've enjoyed the most in the past, and how fit should people be when they go on these walking type tours?
Great questions. Well, first of all, I'll mention Free Walkers is freewalkers.org, and as you said, we are a 501c3 nonprofit organization. What that means is that we do what we do for the community. We do not charge. There's no membership fees. Basically, it's come along and join us. And the concept that was created by Paul Kizek about 10 years ago is, and Paul himself, as we're talking about Generation Bold, is about to be 70 years old this month.
Uh-huh.
He is, yeah, it's very exciting. He's very much a motivator. He's even a role model for me because he's, as you know, a friend of yours too, a super fit person who loves to move. So he had this concept about 10 years ago to create this organization, and now I'm on board with him. The goal is not competition. The goal is motivation. The goal of Free Walkers is come out, have fun, meet people, explore new communities, new countries, new towns, new cities. Just get up and get moving. We don't expect that anyone's going to walk at any particular pace, as you know. Everyone goes at a pace of their own. I mean, I will say, I mean, there's a little caveat there, which is we do promote long-distance walking. But with that, if you can walk 2 miles, we'll push you maybe to walk 3 or 4. If you can walk 4, we'll try to get you to walk 5. And so on and so on. So on.
Yeah. Well, now we're going to impress people because the next walk mm-hmm. scheduled is a walk on February 10th around the Potomac. And tell us a little bit about that walk because it gets a lot of press and a lot of attention. And so
wow.
And a very special person that's going to be
yes.
walking with us.
That is very, very exciting. And I will even admit myself that I don't expect to do the whole thing. It is called the Kennedy 50. And the reason it's called the Kennedy 50, and I don't want to scare people because please know that Free Walkers welcomes all levels of fitness and walking. It is 50 miles in one. We are beginning. We start at 3:30 a.m. in Maryland, and we walk to Harper's Ferry in Virginia. Now, here's the reason why. In 1963, Robert F. Kennedy challenged others to do this walk, and he did it himself. He did the walk in dress shoes, not even in walking shoes or sneakers or boots. He did the 50 miles in regular dress shoes. And this year, we're incredibly excited, not to mention all the walkers that will be with us. We have Robert F. Kennedy's granddaughter walking with us. Her name is Kerry Kennedy Townsend, the senator's daughter. And Robert F. Kennedy's daughter, but her mother was a senator. And she, as I use her name, has given us permission to talk about the fact that she will be walking with us. And it's very, very exciting. But why is it exciting? Because it's a bit of history. Not because she's famous, but because she, not even having met her grandfather, wants to relive history that he did with free walkers. So we're very excited about it.
It is very exciting, and there are many, many other things. There are walks that are 8 miles. There are walks that are 18 miles, and many, many walks where every 3 miles or so, there's a train station, and you can get off on the train station. But so you can learn about free walkers on Meetup. However, as a method of travel, it is physically wonderful. You can see things and take a vacation, honestly, right around the corner of your own home. You don't have to get on a plane. You don't even have to get on a train. And one of the things I'm going to talk about in our next segment is Greenway, which is an affiliate. There is affiliations here. And we'll understand how you can actually walk all the way from Maine to Florida and everything in between, taking a wonderful physically active trip. Now, I did want to mention that there are some new things going on in the field of mature travel. And let me take this a minute before the end of our segment to talk about the fact that boomers are traveling to college towns, and it's a very, very special reason why. A particular one that's really promoting itself is Chapel Hill in North Carolina. As a tourist destination for what they call mature travel, where during your stay there, not only can you enjoy the city, but you can also enjoy the colleges there. And not only can you enjoy the colleges there, you can even take courses in retirement. Weekend courses, weekday courses, whole week courses in how to retire and get your best retirement. Chapel Hill in North Carolina is not the only place doing that. Almost every single area, including Princeton, New Jersey, near me, that has a college, that has adult education, where people can continue lifelong learning after they retire, are reaching out to baby boomers and to mature travelers as a travel destination. What they're basically saying is, hey, come and enjoy us. Become a tourist. Take a week's vacation or a weekend vacation, whatever you want to do. See what a great city we are. Take a course, even if it's an hour class or two. Audit any of our courses free of charge. Maybe when you finally retire, or if you're already retired and you'd like to make a change in your life, you'll come live here. So it's actually travel as a condiment, as a conduit to living there. Yes, I'll say condiment. It's a little spice they add to your travel so that you might enjoy it as a retirement destination. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about greenways. Again, something that people rarely know about if they're not in the active world already. Recent Olinsky with me, the author of Why Walk, is going to tell you about greenways going from Maine all the way to Florida. There are many, many other locations I'm going to tell you about where travel, walking, and fitness all come together. So don't you go anywhere. We'll be back in a moment.
Me not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da.
Okay, great. So we're going into second segment. And second segment,
okay.
we're not recording now. We'll do a little
okay,
greenway.
Okay, good. I figured I'd be quiet until you gave me the go-ahead.
Exactly. We'll do a little bit
that
more.
That was great. You're so good at what
great.
You do.
You're very good.
It's
so easy. And the book. And then we'll talk a little bit. I'll take a little bit of a break again, and we'll talk about the trips. In other words, instead of giving any details, you can say, well, we walked away, we walked there.
Sure, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely, yeah.
And since you already mentioned the Kennedy Walk, you could say, and,
right.
you know, the day after the Kennedy Walk, some people are going to a special seminar in the Himalayas. I mean, this is...
That I don't know too much about.
Oh, you don't want to say...
That I'm not familiar with, so I don't want to
really?
Talk about
All right, then
I'm
I
not.
Won't... Okay, good. That's
I'm not familiar with it. I mean, the Nepal thing, Corey is more
yeah.
on board with that.
Okay.
Then
okay, that's
fine. Good.
I'll let you know. You have plenty that you... All right,
yeah.
Sue, let's go.
Yeah.
We're ready. 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, cause I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
And hello, hello, hello once again. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And we are talking in a very casual way about what might be the most serious part of your retirement, and that is traveling. And I mentioned the great big bulletin board on one of the major highways near where I live that say most people spend more time planning their vacation than planning their retirement. And that's supposed to make us ashamed. But I think it's terrific. I think you should spend a lot of time planning your retirement. But that's such a bad idea to look forward to travel, plan your travel, take your travel seriously. I'm here with an international wellness coach. We'll talk about wellness coaching, too, in a moment, what that really means. An author of the soon-to-be-published book, Why Walk? Now, we'll have more on that book when it's out and ready for you, because you're going to want it, and you're going to want to also own it for yourself and as a gift giver. It's one of the most beautiful books I've ever seen. And Risa Olinsky, who's the author, is a person who inspires, we would call her an influencer. She inspires people to get out and to move. And one of the ways is, as being on the board, aside from her book, is being on the board of Free Walkers. We were talking about that. But I mentioned right before the break, Risa, that there is an organization, also nonprofit, called Greenways, that a lot of people don't know much about, and has an association with Free Walkers. And it really is a wonderful way to get out and go on vacation. Just tell us a little bit about Greenways.
Well, the primary greenway, there are many actual greenways. There are some in New Jersey. But a major greenway is called the East Coast Greenway Association, ECGA. And what it is, it's an organization, and you were mentioning before North Carolina, it's actually based in Durham, North Carolina. And it's a nonprofit that is creating and maintaining pedestrian and cycling trails from Key West all the way up to Maine, the entire East Coast. So what their mission is to create a way that people can both walk or bicycle all the way from Key West to Maine safely. And it is an amazing organization. They have volunteers plus staff in all the states between Florida and Maine that work to maintain the trails. Now, you can go online and go to ECGA, East Coast G, right, greenwaya.org, and you will see their logo. And when you're on the Greenway, the East Coast Greenway, they have little signs. They're blue, green, and white, and they direct you which way to go. Now, as far as greenways, there are others. There's the Hudson Greenway, which you and I have walked, which goes up the Hudson River on the New Jersey side, and it's called the Hudson Greenway. And again, it's an organization that maintains the walkways from Jersey City, Bayonne, all the way up to the GW Bridge and further. These are groups that really, really, really want to promote walking and cycling and make it safe for people. So Free Walkers, as you mentioned, when we started, before we were actually an official nonprofit, we were a grassroots organization. And we connected with the Greenway, and they were very helpful in getting us off the ground. And so we have a collaboration with them. We support them, they support us, and we walk the Greenways very often.
And I want to remind everybody that Greenway is on the East Coast. Now, I know that we have many, many listeners in Texas, is an organization called Trails and Rails, where you walk along defunct, usually, railroad tracks, and they are not on the tracks, but they are just right next to them. And if you think about this for a minute, if you think about the urban spaces of greenways, if you think about walking along canals, which we certainly have in Delaware, walks part of greenways too, Trails and Rails in Texas, very familiar with hundreds of trails that go out of Palm Springs in California. There are many more. If you think about it for a minute, the major difference between these walking trails and hiking is that they're relatively flat, particularly if you're dealing with the rails and trails. They're really flat. They were made for the railroads. So, of course, we have the Appalachian Trail. Of course, we have many rough and rugged hiking trails where every single day you're sleeping out. Maybe you have a little bit of a shed that you can get to that's maintained by the United States government or the local state, but they're kind of rough. These are very easy to walk. So it's really how long you can walk, not how hard or how fast you can walk, that makes the difference with these kinds of trails. Wherever you are, that you can hear me, and that means everywhere because you can hear us online on GenerationBoldRadio.com. You can find a suitable trail for you. All you have to do is search or use a meetup. So let me throw that to you then, Risa. You know, we still didn't answer this question. How fit do you really have to be for some of these things?
Great question. Well, first of all, when you were just talking about trails and links, I want to throw in there's a great website called Trail Links, literally, another nonprofit. If you just Google Trail Links, you will get trails all over the country of every single kind. It's an app that I keep on my phone, a free app, and it will describe to you what the terrain is, what the elevation is, whether it's paved, whether it's, like you said, a trail that has been created of a railroad, whether it's a city. It's just a great resource called Trail Links. Now, as far as fitness, the elevation, you mentioned elevation, and the terrain, whether it's pavement, whether it's dirt trails, whether it's gravel and like a towpath, for instance, along a canal, all these things go into how far you are possibly able to walk. And your fitness and also what you wear is very important, as you've discovered yourself, which is what kind of shoes. As far as fitness, the best way to prepare for walking, there's only one way to do it, is
walk.
Literally get out and do it.
Get out and do it, yep.
And of course, if you're, like I mentioned earlier, if you haven't walked 5 miles the first day you go out, you're not going to walk 5 miles. But what I tell my clients and what I work with people is consistency. Every day that you do something or every other day that you do something on foot, I like to use that term, on foot. It's just something, it just says something to me. It's like, oh, I'm on foot. I'm not in a car. I'm not on a bicycle. I'm on foot. And whether you're on foot in a city, in New York City, walking the city, whether you're on a rail trail, whether you're in a neighborhood, every step that you take and everywhere you go adds up. So if you want to walk distances, you have to get out each day and add a little bit more to your distance. With that said, one of the things that I love to talk about, which is also in the book, is how to do that. And
motivate yourself to do it. We're going to do that in our second bit. We'll also talk about the great trip that you can take on foot. Don't you go anywhere.
Happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da.
Okay, so we're going to go jump right into that, which is, you ended with how to do that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then we can talk about the fact that once people do go on some of your trips, free walking trips, they already know they can make 10 miles a day or 15 a day, you know. You don't go on those trips wondering if you could make it.
Yeah, so. And what I'm going to talk about is the motivation of, like, you and I experience being with other
right,
people.
Right, right. That's what you can do.
And the
that,
talking and the meeting and the, yeah, the, all that kind of
right.
stuff.
Right. And that's, you'll see the way I phrase it. That'll be a good place to say what a wellness coach is. You'll see.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
We're ready.
Okay.
Yeah.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, cause I am happy, and I freely admit, I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da.
And hello, hello, hello once again. I'm here with Risa Olinsky. She is the author of Why Walk. She is on the board of Free Walkers, which is an organization that is a nonprofit that promotes walking. And she's a wellness coach, and we're going to find out what that means in a very specific context, in the context of travel. Let me set the stage a little bit. At the end of our last segment, Risa was saying, look, if you start walking, that is the only way to walk. You begin, and that's your training. And the more you can go, you'll go a little bit more each time if you're consistent. Everybody could accept that. That sounds pretty easy. But if you do want to go on a walking tour of Ireland or Scotland, we'll talk about some of the trips that Risa has been on through Free Walkers, you really have to go knowing that you can walk at least about 15 miles a day. All of these trips will tell you how long you need to walk and the difficulty of the walk in terms of altitude, steepness, so on. Is it a walk? Is it a climb? What's going to happen each day? You don't go if you're worried that you can't make it. So how do you get to that level of being able to walk and your mastery over your own body, basically? So I'm going to throw that to you, Risa. That is really part of your motivational skills and what Why Walk is all about, your book, and, of course, what it means to be a wellness coach. So, you know, it's easy to say, go out and walk each day and be consistent. And then it's cold and rainy and you don't want to go and blah, blah, blah. And everybody knows the excuses. So how do you get motivated?
Oh, God, thank you for that question. That is exactly what Why Walk is all about. My book, which is in the works and will be on Amazon in, I'm hoping, 4 to 6 weeks or so, is about people. It's all about people and why they walk. It's not about any specific person. There's no names. It's the human spirit of what motivates us. Now, when you lace up your shoes and you say, oh, I want to go out for a 5-mile walk today by yourself, it can be very challenging and it's hard. Even as a wellness coach, even as a physical person myself, I will be honest, it's not easy. So I wrote and created Why Walk to give people nearly 100 reasons for why they should walk. And these are vignettes. They're pieces of lives. So, for instance, as a wellness coach myself, one of the little vignettes from my book is when I had worked in a medical setting, and of course I don't say names or anything like that, but I worked in a medical setting, and a physician sent me a client who had had a heart transplant. And this individual said to me, she was afraid to move. But with a new heart, she needed to move. So I connected her to a pedometer, and which then, of course, back in those days was basic. Now we have all the other tracking devices we can put on people.
Of course. We're probably going to have a chip in our brain.
Everything.
Yeah.
but there's that. You name it, we have everything. But basically, I said, okay, let's see what you're doing on a daily basis. So as a coach, I would help her track and help her set goals and say, well, today try this amount of steps, and tomorrow let's add another 100, and the next day let's add another 100. Now, mind you, this was not a person that was ill. She was healthy at this point. There was this concern of, can I do it? So Why Walk came out of my life experience over 35 years as a health and fitness person, listening to stories of people, what the blocks were, what didn't work, and then we'd come up with solutions. That's what I do as a coach. We come up with solutions. One of the other solutions that I like to talk about, or one of the things I like to suggest to people, is, like we've been talking about this time, walk with other people. Find neighbors. Find friends. Your dog. I mean,
yep.
Not even a person, but I had one client many years ago who had high blood pressure, and her doctor said to her, get a dog. Because if you get a dog, you've got to walk
you
that gotta
dog. You've got to go out. Right?
Yes.
You got to go out. All right.
There are so many reasons and ways that we can motivate, that we can get going, but we have to go outside our comfort level. And that's what
so, by the way, folks, I make no bones about it. We all know that I'm the vain and a narcissist. I just walk because I like the way I look when I walk. And when I don't
walk,
all the cortisol comes to the waist. And it's funny, I could weigh the same amount, but I have a completely different looking figure. And that's one reason why I walk, just to look good and feel good. And, of course, the endorphins do come in and you do get happier. There's no question. If you're going through some tough times, there's nothing better than getting out and walking. It doesn't cost a dime, and it will make you feel better about yourself, your life. It's extremely meditative. Now, as a travel methodology, of course, walking in beauty is a big deal. There are plenty of trips out there, from very inexpensive to very expensive, and they all have a good amount of walking in between. Just to tell us a couple, I know a few myself because we've done this with free walkers, mm-hmm. but what have been some of your favorites?
Oh, well, together you and I did the Camino. That was an incredible experience, the Portuguese Camino, where we walked, I believe it was close to 80 miles in 6 days. And walking through the countryside of Spain and meeting the people, and thank you, Adrian, because you translated for me. but meeting people and culture and talking to people. Another thing that I love is when you visit a city, it's okay to take a tour. It's important. I mean, I've taken tours with you. It's a wonderful thing. But when you get on foot, again, I say on foot, and you walk through the neighborhoods and you talk to people and you eat the food and you just, you're still a tourist when you're traveling. You can't help but be. But at the same time, when you're really in people's neighborhoods, you get to know people a lot better. You understand people, the cultures, the attitudes, things like that. So my favorite, I love walking internationally. Even one of my future goals is to take a group to Scotland, where I've been, but not with free walkers. And in Scotland in particular, my husband and I walked various towns and communities. People are so friendly. They're warm and they're welcoming. And that, again, is something that's very special when you're out. And when you're walking, people ask you, they often say, well, why are you walking? What are you walking for? And your answer is for health, for fun, because I love it.
We've been on the east coast of England, which is a much more steep mm-hmm. walk,
yes.
soon walking from Spain to France, and it's
yes.
wonderful mm-hmm. ideas. Now, I will say, and we're going to take a minute to switch gears for a second here, not everybody can do it, or there's very frequently couples or there are friends. Sometimes they're married couples,
mm-hmm.
significant others, sometimes same-sex couples,
mm-hmm.
sometimes just friends of all mixtures. And some
mm-hmm.
can do it, some can't do it. So I do want everyone to know that the wonderful barge tours and the cruises, the river cruises, have changed a lot for us because we're the ones who are taking those cruises in two ways. Number one, it's very expensive to have a single supplement. Many of them are dropping their single supplements for some cruises. So if you're by yourself, you can still go. Number two, more than ever, they are giving you a day on shore walking or bicycling. or touring. So that almost all cruises now, these river cruises, you have a choice. You can go on a bus, you can go on a van, you can go with a guide, or you can go on a bicycle or on foot. And then at the end of the day, you get together. Maybe your spouse needed to take a tour on a van. Maybe you were able to walk. But you were seeing the same things so that you can share it and talk with each other, even though you got around in very, very different ways. Because they do land, let's say, every single day, and you get off the boat as opposed to some ocean cruises, what you see in your sightseeing is a very, very important part of your vacation. And so when you see these things on TV and they're marketing it, remember, these people have gotten to these beautiful sites in a variety of ways, and they are deliberately creating walking days, cycling days, and touring days, so that people of our age are very different in their abilities, and everybody can see the same thing. This shows you the recognition of the industry and the importance of walking. When we come back, we'll continue on what you can do right now to have the vacation of your dreams.
I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da.
Okay, I think we're on the last segment. Wow, this
okay.
is the last segment, so this is great. So what I wanted to do here is I want to pull it together for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
The people who are really doing it, right? These
mm-hmm.
people, like the Nancys of the world and you and me and all these people, there are
mm-hmm.
certain things that they do. One of them is they do walk in community. They do. They walk with other
mm-hmm.
people. So you mentioned that. I want to start with that. I just want you to mention that there's such things as Meetup and how you use Meetup and
yeah. Okay.
And that kind of thing. And that's
right.
that's it's all over the country.
And you said a good thing also about, I like what you said about the variety of people, which is very important, particularly if you want to go there for people in their 60s, 70s, like you said, that are single or this or that, couples, people, and again, I'm talking privately with you, like Eileen, you know, people
right.
that, I'm not going to say anything, but people that want to be in groups and be active, but not full or maybe
right.
whatever. So you
right.
can,
and,
you
right. and don't necessarily want to hook up. They're not going to a single
yeah,
thing.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. So,
they just
so
want to have fun and be
right,
outside
right.
and be active.
Want to bring that in.
Yeah.
So
yeah. That's
then,
a good one.
Right. And then from from there, any word that you can give on how to find, or even if it's Googling, these
mm-hmm.
inexpensive trips. I think that one of the things that's most impressive about
okay.
our trips is that they're very cheap.
Absolutely.
And, you know,
okay, yeah.
Not
I can,
to
yeah, can
find your trip.
Well,
but
one,
these trips. Yeah.
One note, if you want to just touch it, which is the reason, and I can say this, the reason that our trips are so inexpensive is we don't actually have a guide.
Right.
We what Al does is he coordinated it. We get the maps. But like I was looking at certain events and tours, and they literally stay with you. So there's that option, which is when people, like you know, plan their own trips and just go out. So there are guided trips. There are self-guided trips, things like that. You can...
Right, so we'll do that. All right.
Yeah.
So we're
okay.
ready.
Go ahead.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da, 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 da.
And hello, hello, hello once again. I cannot believe we're in our last segment, but it's perhaps the most important segment. I really want you guys to be able to do this for real. And one of the things that I understand as somebody who sits face-to-face with clients all the time and helping them with their finances is that people who start to travel after they've retired from work really have to be on a budget. It is so easy to go out there and have one or two very expensive trips after vacation, after retirement, and never have a vacation again. because you've come back and you've easily spent $10,000 up to $20,000. It may be great, it may be luxurious, but, you know, you're going to live for quite a while. You want to find out how you can have trips that are sustainable financially also. And walking trips are the most exciting, the most wonderful, and the least expensive. So I'm going to throw this over again to Risa Olinsky, who not only is a wellness coach, the author of Why Walk, will be speaking more about her book when it comes out in a few weeks, but also on the board of Free Walkers that runs at least one trip and more, usually a year, abroad, different parts of the world. And they are very, very inexpensive. Probably the most impressive part, after you've paid for the airfare on your own to get there, is how inexpensive they really are. But there are reasons. So let's show you how you can craft such a trip from wherever you are with your own group. First, let's start, Risa, with the idea you said you want to walk with people. So you want to get yourself a local walking group. Does Meetup do it, or what would you suggest just to get started tomorrow morning?
Well, with the Internet these days, there are so many ways of Googling walking groups. There are national walking groups, international walking groups, the Vols groups, Vols walking groups. There are Meetups, like you said. It is extremely easy if you go to meetup.com to simply put the keyword walking in, and then you put your zip code in, and you're going to find everything in your area. That's home base. That's really local. Then if you want to travel, and again, even if you happen to be traveling, you know, I go back and forth to San Francisco and places like that to visit family. If you're in a particular region and you want to find a group to walk with, you can plug that in. And you can find clubs and local organizations right there where you happen to be. So that's one way of doing it. Another way of walking and finding organizations on a very inexpensive basis is to create travel groups yourself. What Free Walkers has done, and again, you know, it's we are free, but our walking tours, you pay for yourself to travel. But what we do is one of our members who is retired, a gentleman who is retired and has time, a former corporate executive, he loves to do this research. So he looks for places that are economical, that maybe our dollar is good, but he looks for places like that. And then he reaches out to tour companies, and he sets up a self-tour. So we don't, our tours are inexpensive because we don't have someone walking with us. What the tour company does is they simply book the hotels or the B&Bs. We stay in usually 3, maybe 4-star places that are B&Bs. These are not top luxury, soup to nuts kind of places, but it's okay. They're clean, they're safe, they're lovely. And again, they're in villages and in small cities where you really get to know the culture of the people that are there. And if you're single, if you don't have a partner or a significant other, you can feel comfortable going on an event like this because you're with a group. Your luggage is moved from one hotel to another, and we walk from one city, town, village to the next, and our suitcase, which is usually one suitcase, is carried for us and meets us at our location. And we carry a day pack on our back. So you carry a backpack that has your water, possibly a packed lunch, which might come from the B&B or the hotel you were at, or it might be something that you went to a store and you had made and pick up and take with you. Sometimes there are places you can stop for lunch. But this is all planned ahead of time. And it's really quite economical. And again, if you're a couple and you book a tour like this, well, then you're a couple. You stay together in the hotel. If you're single or your spouse or partner is not going with you, have a roommate perhaps. If you want a single, maybe it's a little bit more money. But generally, you have a roommate and you go together. It's really a great way to travel. It's a a way to explore and to meet new people. I love one of the stories of someone that you and I both know. There's a woman, and she went on a tour, and she's single, but she met a man who is actually married, and of course I'm not mentioning names, but he's married, but his wife can't travel with him. And so they have set up events and tours that they've done together, not as a couple, not as partners of any kind, but just a travel
but
buddy.
But it's a friend. It's a working friend. You know,
yeah.
It is really true that it's a wonderful way to meet people. That doesn't mean they're going to become your significant other. It's not a single
mm-hmm.
scene of any type. If anything, it's an exploratory adventure scene. And when you put that hat on you, and you will, because you'll have a broad-brimmed hat so they keep away all the heat and the flies and wherever you
mm-hmm.
want, you think you're a swashbuckler. Brother, you really do. And when everybody around you is a little bit older and they are so robust, you really get to understand what successful aging means, even though my roommate in the last tour that I took was a very young woman. She was 30 years old. And so it was amazing, the intergenerational feelings, you know, that you have also. And, of course, you can take your grandkids. So just think about it. Understand that walking is a wonderful way to stay young. It's a wonderful addition to successful aging and a great way to travel. So we thank you so much, Risa. I mean, we're at the end of the line here. We can't believe it, but you'll be back with your great book, Why Walk. We'll go more deeply into the 100 ways that people and 100 reasons that they walk, and maybe we'll get more motivated. I honestly think there's nobody listening who doesn't know in their heart that they will be better, including their heart, if they get out and
yeah,
walk.
Right.
And true. The only thing they need is that motivation. So you know what? For sure, get out there, kids, and make it happen. Okay, we covered a lot of ground.
Okay.
No pun intended. That's good. All right, you know what? I think I'm going to go to the gym.
I think that's a great idea.
It is a great idea. It's a real schlep, I have to tell you, but
how long does it take you?
Well,
how long
no,
does it take you? How far is it?
It takes about 15, 20 minutes to get to the gym.
Okay.
That's the first part. Then you got to change your clothes and get on
no.
the treadmill.
No, you don't. You go in the clothes you're going to work out in. Don't change there.
I'm too cold. I can't.
No. Just layer up.
Layer up. And then,
put your workout clothes
then,
on.
Yeah, and then you do it. You know, you feel better.
Yeah.
And you say, oh, I should have done it every day. You know, you make another
okay.
promise to yourself. And come home. So that's it.
But really, don't bring clothes to change into. Just put the clothes on, put a big coat on, layer up, and
get out.
And then do it, and then go home. Take a
I'm going to drive back. It's easy for me to drive back and forth. Although that's another thing. I hate to drive in the dark. You know,
You will drive yourself. Okay.
Oh, yeah. There I'll drive myself, no question.
Okay.
But it's
hard
summer,
at night.
It's still light.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just old,
yes.
fogy-ish. But all right. Thank you.
Yeah,
this was terrific, and it'll be heard.
Okay.
Anything new?
All right.
Anything else new?
Anything new? Yeah, lots new, but no time now. I'd rather you get to the gym.
All right.
No,
very
not
good.
Not
Take
new.
Care.
Nothing new. Nothing important.
Okay.
Just good. Go to the gym, and I don't know what's happening this weekend, but I'll talk to you during the week.
All right. I just, on a quick note, you know,
yeah.
I want to
yeah.
go to South America, and my friend Sharon and I had lunch the other day, and
oh.
she's going.
Yeah.
And I was going to actually ask Ben about it, and I will.
Sure.
Because I think
absolutely.
He'll give
absolutely.
Me a good idea.
Absolutely. Where is she going? Where does she want
to
go?
But she's going to three countries, Brazil, Argentina, and Colombia, to
okay.
the major cities, and between the two of them, without the air, it's costing them $20,000.
Oh, geez.
And that's talk tours. You know them in Connecticut.
Oh,
pretty
God.
High end.
Oh,
that's a lot of money.
That's
I
a lot
think
of money.
That Ben would
that's
think that she's nuts.
Absolutely,
probably.
Considering that he went over the backpack for $15 a day.
Right. So I'm not going to do that either. But I
mean, no, there's a big range there, but that is a shitload of money.
That's
a lot
of money for two people.
Like I just said, are they really, I mean, I know they're high end and I know they spend money, but are they going to really,
see
the countries? Or are they going just to stay in fancy hotels or whatever and eat meals?
Because, well, one of the things that she was so excited about was she never has to touch her luggage.
Oh, God, wow.
That's nice.
Yeah,
but
okay.
So what? And when she outlined, where they're going, it's nice to go to, I forget which, Chile, I guess she's going to,
Chile,
I don't remember
right.
where she's going, Argentina maybe, but anyway, one day it's going to be at a winery. Now, that's great, I'll also go to a winery, but it's not the real world. I mean, I'd like to see
it.
No,
it's a tourist thing, right.
It's great, and I'm sure they're going to give them gourmet things, and they'll all feel very wealthy together. But I don't know. I love
what we did. I mean, I love that too. You know, if we wanted to spend that kind of money, we could, but I don't.
Right.
I can think of a lot better things to do with money, and that's just between you and me. Mark would rather buy a $5,000 bicycle.
But
I have such fond memories. I mean, this is so crazy. But I can visualize the day that you and I sat in that little cafe in Spain on the road watching the mother nursing her pups.
Yes.
And
oh, my
you remember
God.
This?
I remember.
And the guy bringing you aloe for your feet.
My foot. Exactly.
Your foot from his farm in the backyard.
Exactly.
That to me was more valuable. I love wine. I love wineries. But that to me was a memory.
Yeah.
That
to me was
something to cherish. Was just our, even though we had pain and we had blisters, but that's why I love it.
I know.
Because it's, it's just an experience, and I just thought I can still visualize that. I can still visualize us walking over the bridge, and sharing three wine for whatever it was, €3. Remember the first night? Right.
I do.
Can still visualize that.
I do.
We were hungry, we were tired, and we spent very little money. But
so anyway, I'm
so there's the range. There's the variety.
And
there's somewhere in the middle
good.
Always, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. You make me feel good. Go take care.
Okay.
Thank you.
You too. All right. All right. Bye-bye.